I guess for starters, I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was very strong in the Lord. My mom was off and on growing up. She wasn't really fully converted and saved until after I left the house, but very moral woman, very down with what my dad was doing. But I also grew up with a dad who he knew about things that would going on were going on long before you heard any of it talked about anywhere, because churches were silent on things like Nephilim, giants, UFOs. All these things were never talked about, government corruption. But my dad, even starting young, kind of gave me my first little piece on all that, and kind of filled me in growing up and planted that seed. And I'm 100 times more into it now than he ever was. But that was the beginning of it. And from there, I backslid from the Lord for a little while in my teenage, early 20s, and came back to the Lord, through just having, that moment with the Lord where I thought, you are who you say you are. You really do exist. The evidence is there. Am I willing to accept it? That's kind of the short story. Nonetheless, from there, I kind of went on and, went to church and did that for many years, and actually started leading women's ministry and teaching Bible studies, writing. I've written quite a few Bible studies for the women at the church where I was at for a very long time. Eventually, I adopted my son, and God moved us from the women's ministry that I was doing there at the Calvary Chapel. And had God not moved me, because I would go kicking and screaming, giving up women's ministry back then. But God moved us because my husband got a job over, in another location. So we had to move. And it was there that God just really, had brought me to, you need to start doing more. And I started blogging just because that's always been my passion. And while I did women's ministry, I always wanted to share more information. And I just never felt like I could share everything I wanted. And you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. I knew there was so much more to it. From there, it just kind of grew. I mean, my blog started growing big. I eventually got asked to write for Before It's News. And from there, they actually gave me the idea to start a YouTube channel. I thought, sure, why not? there's a lot of there. I've got a ton of stories when it comes to Bible prophecy. I always take God's word to heart. I want to see, is there fruit in the person? Is what they say aligned with the Bible? Is what they say, do they have past credentials and whatnot? And I came across this one, and it was on after the death of Fidel Castro. Now, they didn't give a timestamp, which is great. That always throws up a red flag if somebody says tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we're all gonna, an asteroid's gonna hit or whatever. Whoa, wait a minute. But we usually know the season, but I don't know about the set day. And I'm blanking on his name, but I like the way the guy had just, said sometime after, we don't know when, but he had predicted basically after, through the Lord, he says that he had predicted through the Lord that after the death of Fidel Castro, economic crisis and economic collapse. Now, people, if they want the exact information, you can go get that from Lisa Haven News, lisahaven.news. And it's in there under, what did I title it? Fidel Castro. 1981 prophecy unfolds when Castro dies. This will happen in America. And the guy is John W. Johnson. There it is. I couldn't remember his name. But basically, in this prophecy, he said he received it in 1981, and that God also told him the Berlin Wall would fall, which we know that happened in 1989. And also, the Soviet Union would fall apart, and that was in about the 1991-ish timeframe. And all those things had already happened according to his, timeline of what was happening. And then he says, okay, after Fidel's Castro, look for this. Now, here's the cool tie, and I don't know, your thoughts on this, but I've always thought, look, we have Donald Trump in the presidency right now. You know, I always thought, we know that the globalists hate him. People don't like the fact that he's up there. And I think, and I've said this before on my YouTube channel, but I think it's possible, and nobody knows with 100% certainty, but it is possible that they could let the economy falter, at least to some extent, and it could allow it to a collapse under his presidency, just because the fact that, you know, they're going to do it under somebody that they really want to paint in a bad light. And they're already doing that. You know, I think he's, you know, in line with Reagan and that sort of thing. But I also agree, you know, I don't go to Donald Trump for spiritual advice. Nobody should. We are Lord for that and the word of God. But, you know, God puts, you know, good people, bad people in rule, and we just never know which way the cookie's going to crumble, so to speak. But nonetheless, it is all in God's hands. And I'm just hopeful. I'm hopeful that it is similar to Reagan's error. And, you know, I hold to that. And I hope that, you know, there's no attempt on his life. I know Putin came out and he said that America has the highest rate of assassinations. I thought, oh, that's interesting. That's true. You know, our presidents get more assassinated, I guess, than any other country. Sometimes we can be a little too judgmental on each other. I don't like that, you know, and I know it hurts a lot of us deep down, but yeah. And I'm hopeful. I am so hopeful for the Trump administration. I am an avid Trump supporter all the way. You know this. And, you know, and all I tell people is give him a chance. I really, truly think we are living in the latter days, spoken of in biblical prophecy, closer to that time. But at the same time, I always encourage Christians, look, that doesn't mean you give up. You know, that doesn't mean you stop and say, oh, we're in the end days. I give up because it's all going to come crashing down anyway. Back in the Bible, you know, when Jesus came, he criticized the Pharisees and Sadducees and said, look, people, you understand, and you can discern the weather, and this is in the Bible, he criticizes that you can discern the weather, but you cannot discern the sign of my time, the sign of my arrival, speaking of his first arrival when he came on the earth. So they were rebuked and they were criticized and they were chastised because they did not understand the times in which they lived. And I think that applies to us today. We need to understand the times in which we live. And there's far too many people that they're on both sides of the fence. One side of the fence will ignore it altogether. The other side of the fence goes over the radar. You know, they'll pay attention to it, but then they'll give up and say, well, it's all going to come crashing down. Oh, well, you know, we've got extremes on both sides, and there's got to be a happy medium where you at least know what's going on, you inform yourself, and you don't give up. God tells you to live your life like he's not coming for years, but plan like he's coming today. Have your heart in the right place. And that's what I hold to. And that's what we all should hold to. So I've got so many Christian friends out there that just, you know, oh, there's no point. And so, you know, they won't vote or they won't, you know, do certain things. And it just really breaks my heart. You know what I mean? The typical thing, when stock markets go up, bond markets go down. That's pretty normal. However, they've been significantly low, at least he's lower than they've been in 15 years with Trump's presidency. The problem is if the bond market crashes, history shows that the stock market will come with it. And that's the problem. I mean, there's a happy medium, but we're going awfully low on the scale right now. And it's a bit concerning. Now, like I said, it is typical that when one goes up, the other goes down and vice versa. However, they are at pretty dangerously low levels, or have been more than we've seen in like 15 years. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on as far as it's concerned. And I think the inflation, just my personal opinion with the stock market, is because Donald Trump got in. You got a businessman as president. Many people are hopeful. And I think that's basically what's filling up our stock market right now. Well, you know, as far as, you know, your food wars, your riots, all of that, I think, you know, first we had, you know, the blood moon tetrads all falling on Jewish feast days. And I've read Jonathan Cahn's book, the information, you know, that was put out all in regards to that. And, you know, when we look at it, it's usually 2 years plus or minus the date that all that stuff starts happening. And there's been a lot of things happening. And we're still kind of in that period, if we go biblically speaking and look at it, it's a good 2 years after. But not only that, but we had the year of Jubilee. We have lots of warnings, I think, from the Lord right around the same time as, you know, our Jubilee, our Blood Moon Tetrad, and the Star of Bethlehem. So interesting. And I've done a few reports on that. But all these things, when you talk about food wars, I think that's something that, you know, is definitely underway, because there's a memorandum back in the Nixon years that was put out early in the Nixon years. And it was the Kissinger report. I think it's NSM 200 or something like that. If people plug in Kissinger report on YouTube, but I've read the whole report, and in there, they, you know, conjure the idea and entertain the idea of having food wars. And so the entire point of the report from Kissinger there was to say that we're overpopulated and the world can't sustain more than 8 billion. That was their cap number. They said we could go to 12 billion, but we'll be in big trouble. We know the Georgia Guidestones say something else, but on government documents, the number that they have, they don't want to exceed, is 8 billion. And here we are, a little over 7 billion, and we can see the attack get larger. Now, also in that report, they did this thing where they said, okay, we're going to get together a world meeting. And it was one of the first few, and, you know, where they started having these world get-togethers. But this is from, this all public information you can grab off online, but this world meeting took place, is kind of like your G20 summit or G8 summit, you know, today, like what we have, but it was just one of their main world meetings. So they gathered together a bunch of heads from countries, and they each distributed and talked about, you know, the population problem and how they need to solve population. Each country was told to take care of population in their own way. They were just specified and said, okay, this is the problem. You find your own solution. And what do we have as a result? Well, you look to Africa, they're, you got AIDS rampant, you got hunger rampant, they're good to go. Here in European countries and in America, what do we have? We have GMOs, we have chemtrails in the skies, we have fluoride in the water, you know, stimulants, all these things. This is why it's a huge battle to label our GMOs. They're using in order to depopulate the country. And we have other countries, you know, we have what's going on in Cuba, we have what's going on, you know, here's the sickening part. And as a Christian, you and I see this and we know this, but these people that are in the government really think they're doing good. You see, because if there's too many people on the earth, we're all going to die. So for right. The betterment of humanity, we need to leave these things on planet Earth so we can take care of Mother Nature. And this is their mentality here. And some of them are full-fledged Satanists. Okay, they know what they're doing. But others are just on the deceptive new age move, so to think, mansy-pansy, thinking they're doing good for humanity by killing off a few. When in the truth is, Satan is doing everything he can, you know, to kill people early, to take, you know, people with him. He hates humanity. He hates yeah. us. And he's using everything he can as a tool. But this is really Satan's agenda morphed over the years. We had the Kissinger Report, Agenda 21, which today is now Agenda 2030. And this is where we sit. And so all of it, you know, there's always a spiritual side. There's always something going on. When you know Bible prophecy and you know what's going on in events, you're a real target for the enemy.